Where did Valentine's Day come from? Is it wrong for a Christian to celebrate it? The World Book Encyclopedia tells us regarding Valentine's Day. The customs connected with the day probably come from an ancient Roman festival called Lupercalia, which took place every February 15th. The festival honored Juno, the Roman goddess of women and marriage, and Pan, the god of nature. 1973, Volume 20, page 204. For the people of ancient Rome, the festival of Lupercalia was an annual ritual believed to ward off evil spirits and increase fertility. Lupercalia, also known as Februatio, from which comes the month named February, was popular among many of the new converts to the fast-rising Catholic Church. As the book Celebrations, the Complete Book of American Holidays, notes, everywhere that mainstream Christians came into power, they immediately adapted the holidays and customs of the people to their own creed. Robert Myers and Hallmark Cards Editors, 1972, pages 50 through 51. Such was their course of action with this festival of Lupercalia at the end of the 5th century. While Pope Gelasius officially condemned the pagan Roman festival and banned its observance, many of its accompanying practices quickly appeared in a newly established holiday added by him to the official church list of feast days in AD 496, St. Valentine's Day. Soon, people were no longer looking to obtain fertility by being beaten with strips of animal skin called Februa. Instead, they turned their focus to St. Valentine, the patron saint of engaged couples and anyone wishing to marry. Celebrations pages 48 through 49, whose actual identity is even murkier than what connection he bore to romance. What amounted to a renamed, refurbished Lupercalia then picked up steam, gradually adapting itself into the Valentine's Day we know today, which included the added elements of Valentine cards and Cupid, the Roman god of erotic love. Friendship and sending cards are wonderful things, and God is not opposed to romance at the right time in the right way. But does the pagan religious history of Valentine's Day taint the modern practices? What does God have to say about observing pagan traditions, renamed or not? When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to dispossess, do not inquire after their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way. For every abomination to the Lord, which he hates, they have done to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it nor take away from it. Deuteronomy 12 verses 29 through 32. Though the practices of Lupercalia have been repackaged and dressed up in the form of Valentine's Day, these verses indicate they remain just as detestable as they have always been in our Creator's eyes. Instead of pagan days and practices, our focus should be on the festivals God has given us in the Bible, which point us toward His amazing and incomparable plan for all of humanity. For more information, be sure to download or request our free Bible study guide, Holidays or Holy Days. Does it matter which days we observe? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.